Hi, my name is Sherry Avila, and I am the Museum of American Military Families storyteller. I'm going to read you a story this evening that was written about 30 years ago by an Army soldier mom. This story is close to my heart because 30 years ago, I also was in the Army. And my daughter right now is currently in ROTC in college studying to be an Army nurse. And my son is at the United States Military Academy at West Point, and he too is going to be in the Army one day. So I hope you enjoy this story. The title is My Mother Wears Army Boots, and it's written by Rebecca Burke Allison. Lots of kids have dads in the Army. At our house, Mom is the soldier. Mom sure looks different from other people's moms when she comes to my school. She wears combat boots. She looks pretty in her dress greens with all her medals. When I was little, I used to play soldier with Mom's helmet. Mom goes to the field a lot. I used to imagine a beautiful field of daisies, and I wanted to go too. Now I know that the field is a place where soldiers go to practice the jobs they'd do if we had a war. It was hard on me when Mom left for the field. Sometimes I'd cry when I saw her get out her duffel bag. My dad used to make a calendar when Mom was gone and would mark off another day before I went to bed. The best thing was when Mom came home. She'd sometimes bring me an MRE, but she always brought me a hug. I still miss Mom when she's gone, but now I know she has to do what the Army says because she's a good soldier. Besides, Mom says she likes the Army because it's important to our country. Next month, we're moving again. We get to live in lots of interesting new places because Mom's in the Army. Sometimes it's hard to leave my friends, but Mom says I will always have them with me in my heart. I'm proud of my Army Mom. I think I'll be a good soldier when I grow up, just like Mom. So, Rebecca Burke Allison was actually a sergeant first class when she wrote this book, and she served in the Army as a food service sergeant for 19 years. Her husband was a civilian named Mac, and the two boys when she wrote the book were Mac, age 14, and David, age 5, and they're adults now. But they were always supportive of her in her career. And in her words, they're downright wonderful. She wrote this book for them because there wasn't one for her family's lifestyle at the time. I hope you enjoyed this book.